Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. Oh, and I do have to slide in a proud VCU alumni. Big shout out to Black and Gold, to our VCU basketball team. They did an outstanding job through this whole entire season. We just want to say that at the top of the house that we are so proud, still proud of them, and glad to be representing the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We know we have listeners that are tuning in from all across the World Wide Web, and so we just want to make sure you knew that we were in the capital city with VCU, and I am a proud alumni. So again, thank you. Everyone that's tuning in from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and iTunes and Zoom. You know what? I got a report the other day. They're like 1,100 listeners from Zoom. I didn't even know you all could pick me up in Zoom. So that's great. We're glad to have you. Listen, today's show is going to be so cool. You want to get there. You want to stay right by your computer. I know some of you listen from work. Get your earphones. You don't want to go anywhere because we have a dynamic show lined up for you. Hang out in the virtual studio with me right now. I have Nina Wells and Leon Wells with Kingdom Publishing Group. We're going to be talking to them. So authors, new authors, aspiring authors, if you think you want to write a book, if it even crossed your mind at any point, you want to make sure you listen in, because Kingdom Publishing Group is the sponsor of the upcoming Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference. It's coming to the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, April 30th. So you want to make sure you stay tuned so you can find out about it. And we're going to be talking to them. They're just in the virtual green room right now. And then we're going to talk about professional image with Amy Ellis. And then we're going to be talking to Yvette Allen Tatum in our third segment. A couple nuggets about balancing marriage, family, ministry, and business. You know, she's backed by popular demand. And then we'll wrap up the show with John Price. And he's going to be talking about graphic artistry, logo design, book cover design, all that good stuff. And guess what? All of my guests are going to be at the Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference. So I'm telling you what, this is going to be awesome. So I'm not going to keep you in suspense any longer. Coming to the mic right now, I'm telling you what, my guests, they're a couple that are just on fire for the Lord. I'm going to say Nina Wells and Leon Wells from Kingdom Publishing Group. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Charvette. Sister Mitchell, we appreciate the opportunity to be on your show and just share a little bit about who we are and what we do.
Oh, hi, everyone.
Yes, and you all have heard from Nina before. You've been on the show, on the same show that we had, actually, Judge Karen Mills. Mm-hmm. So you have heard Nina before, so we're excited to have you back. All right, so let's jump right on in. And Nina, tell our listeners, just refresh their memory, a little bit about Kingdom Publishing Group.
Thank you, Charvette, for having us on today. This is really exciting for me. So I hope I don't talk too fast and that everyone can get all the good nuggets, as you spoke about earlier, about Kingdom Publishing Group. We have been in existence since 1999. We actually started as a desktop publishing company from our kitchen table in a townhouse apartment in Richmond. And we had no idea what it was going to evolve into. But you know, when God gets his hands on you and when God has a purpose, then, you know, the sky is the limit, you know. And so as we went further into our desktop publishing, and I had a real heart for the Word of God and wanted to start doing tracks. So I would do ministry tracks and brochures and all sorts of things, just trying to get the Word out. And then one day, I had this calling from the Lord to go into ministry, and I struggled with it quite a bit because, you know, women in ministry, I grew up in a very traditional setting, and women in ministry was frowned upon, so I struggled with it, but I knew it was a mighty call in my life. I just didn't know how to reconcile all of it. A great, 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 great man of God who has gone on to be with the Lord, Reverend Dr. John Jones, Amen. He inspired me to do a study on women of the Bible and the impact that they had in ministry and how much they serviced and were essential to the ministry of Jesus, Paul, and others. Okay. In doing that, I started doing my research, gathered it all together, and next thing you know, I had all this research, and someone else came along. See, God sends people along the way.
Yes, he does.
Yes. To kind of tell you along the way what to do. I told you I started off as a desktop publisher doing tracks and had no idea that God was going to send people along the way to help me. And with writing, that's the way it is. You just start writing and don't worry about what you have and what you don't have. God will put all those things in place for you as you walk along the journey. So I did. I went forward and I started putting it all together, and God put people in my path to help me design my book cover and do my layouts and all of those pieces. And I produced a book. I self-published a book. And all of a sudden, people started coming to me and asking me how I did it and if I could help them. And it was incredible to me because I was like, how did I do it? I have no clue. But out of that, so many people needed my help. And because I had such a heart for ministry and wanted to see God's word go forth, I agreed to help and support them, letting them know all along, I'm just learning. But I went forward in obedience. And so out of that, essentially, Kingdom Publishing was born. A couple of years in 2007, Leon, correct me if I'm wrong, in 2007, we went from just being a book publishing company to being a book publishing and music production company. So that's where KPG Music and Sound has come to where it is today. So, did I tell you what you needed to know?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. And so I love it. So the Kingdom Publishing Group, like you said, you all have just, from that beginning, now you have a full range of, like you said, book publishing and music production, and you do marketing, promotions, and learning events and training and outreach and all that. And I love that you and Leon work together so well. I'm going to say in ministry, but in business as well. So, Leon, let me have you jump in and expand a little bit about the KPG music production side.
Amen. Well, what I'm going to try to give you the short version of the KPG Music production thing. Basically, KPG Music, the music division, formerly known as KPG Music and Sound, is sort of an extension or another leg of Kingdom Publishing Group Incorporated. The way the production piece got started was, well, I'm going to take you back a little bit, and I'm going to go back. Let's see. I guess the early 2000s, that's when I had a music ministry called More Than Conquerors Productions.
Okay.
And in the beginning, we had a space in the office, and I started using that office as a rehearsal space. But then later on, the idea came to, you know what, we could start recording some stuff in here, and then we could also help other people to record. So it actually began as More Than Conquerors Productions back, I would say around 2001, 2002, 2003, somewhere back there. But then later on, like Nina said, in 2007, we really put a stamp on it, and we called it KPG Music and Sound. And basically what we are, we cater to the independent Christian artists, and I have a heart for the independent Christian artists because I know, you know, you've got a lot of people with talent out here. But a lot of times, because of affordability or whatever the case may be, they're not able to get their God-inspired work out. But we want them to know that we are here, not just in the Richmond area, but all across the country, all over the world. We are here for them as a resource to assist them and help them, whether they just want to do a demo or they want to do an album, or just to get something down on tape. We're here to assist them, and we make it very affordable for them to do that.
Wonderful, wonderful. And if there's a listener that's tuning in, how could they find out more information about Kingdom Publishing Group and also KPG Music Production?
Hallelujah. They can just they can give us a call here in the Richmond area. Our number is area code 804-515-9100. And they can ask to speak to me, Brother Leon.
All right.
She's signing to me. And also, let me give you the web address. The web address is www.kingdompublishing.org.
great. And listeners, you can find out all the information there that you want. I tell you, when you're working with artists, new artists and aspiring artists, and new authors and aspiring artists, what are some of the surprises? What are some of the things that they seem to be surprised by?
And
that could be for Leon or for Nina.
Nina, if you want to take it, that's fine.
Okay. We do this all day, okay? So hopefully your listeners will understand. We sit in the office side by side all day, and we constantly do this. Who's going to take it? Okay, it's your turn. So understand, we work really, really well together. We have actually published upwards of 200 authors over the period of time. And I'll tell you, Leon and I have been walking this journey out together.
Yes.
And, you know, where I'm weak, he's strong. Where I'm strong, he's weak. So together, we really, really have been quite successful in getting our authors' work out to the world. And let me mention this before I tell you about Common Myths. Our calling is to help God's people get his word and his work out to the world. That is the number one purpose of Kingdom Publishing Group. A lot of people say, well, you know, Christian publisher, you know, what's the big deal? It is a big deal because the call is a mandate, and it's a right now need that the word of God must get out to the world. If you are a listener on this show right now and the Lord has put something in your spirit, or you've experienced something in your life and you've come through it or you're going through it, then please, please don't hold it to yourself. There are so many people out here who need to hear what God is doing, has done, and will do for you.
Amen.
And our calling, we're like the midwives, Charvette. We kind of help them give birth to that which the Lord has implanted with them. So God is very much involved in the process. So, common myths.
Listen, wait a minute. I got to pause and make sure my listeners give you a round of applause.
Glory!
For making
give
that
the praise.
You know, distinction. Yes, a praise and applause for two things. Number one, for being a couple working effectively in ministry and business. I applaud that.
Yes.
And then that you really have made a stake in the ground, and you clearly can articulate why you are an absolute wonderful choice for Christian authors, why it's really required that you need a Christian publisher other than just any publisher. And we are not knocking any publisher. There are many great publishers out there. But for Christian authors, it is important that you hook up with someone that's in the spirit and the anointing, because that's what you need. That's what you need. That's what you need.
Amen.
All right, so some myths or surprises or things that authors and artists even.
Yes, absolutely. I'll give a couple because there's so many. But one of the main myths right now in this hour that we must be very mindful of and use wisdom is that all you have to do is write the book and that's it. That your phone is going to be ringing off the hook and that your books are going to be flying off the shelves and everyone's going to know and call your name and you're going to make it to the number one bestsellers list.
And Oprah's new network is going to be sending you a package in the mail.
Right.
Absolutely. And Oprah on her way out is going to be pulling you in.
Right.
And so now don't get me wrong and don't misunderstand me. All of those things are possible.
Yeah.
All of them are possible. But writers, authors, and publishers, if you're listening, you know, you must put in the work. You can't just say, I'm believing God. Faith without works is dead.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Must put in the work. And in this hour, and we're going to talk about a lot about this at the upcoming Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference, you must have a platform. You must have a message for the world. Why should I listen to you? You know? And so it's more than just, why should I pick up your book? Why should I crack the spine? Why should I purchase it? You have to have a message for the world that they can relate to, connect to, and that you are willing to be out there in the trenches working and making it happen along with your publisher, along with your publicist, and along with anyone else that God sends along your way to help you. And that, to me, is a myth that a lot of authors have. Like I said, we've published upwards of 200 authors, and we get some that says, well, my book's not doing anything.
Right.
And then we have some dynamic
what are you
authors.
Doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Then we have some wonderful authors who are really pushing it out there. And every time you see something happening, their name is attached to it. We've had wonderful authors who have been on 700 Club. They've been on worldwide television shows. We have an author getting ready to go on Lifetime TV Network. We have an author who's authors who have been in and out of the newspaper. But that's because they put in the work. That's because they understand and they have a message for the world. So don't believe just because you write a book that it's all going to just happen overnight. That's the biggest myth that they have. The other myth is those people who believe that, oh, I know God's speaking to me, but I don't know how to write. So I'm going to tell you something really quickly because I know we're on a time schedule. Okay, I'm going to tell you something really quickly.
Yes.
I learned this from Dr. Maya Angelou when I started writing because I don't know how to write either. Okay, she said, just write. Okay?
Just write.
So God gives it to you, just write. Don't worry about the T's being crossed. Don't worry about the I's being dotted. Get it out of you and get it on the paper. And I can assure you that if God has given it to you, then he will send the help you need to clean it up, fix it up, package it up, make it look quality. Don't
Absolutely.
Just throw anything between a cover. Quality so that others may be blessed. Okay, I'll leave it there.
All right. I love it. I love it. Listeners, Amen. If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And we are talking to Nina Wells and Leon Wells of Kingdom Publishing Group. Listen, check them out online at www.kingdompublishing.org. And you want to find out information about the Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference. You certainly can hear the wealth of knowledge, the experience that they have and are willing to share with you, new aspiring authors. You want to get in on this. And listen, don't go anywhere. I'm telling you, don't go anywhere, because our next guests are lining up in the virtual studio. We're going to be talking to Amy Ellis about professional image and Yvette Allen Tatum, oh, my goodness, yes, about balancing marriage, family, ministry, business. And then we'll follow up with John Price about making sure you have that dynamic logo. So don't go anywhere at all. So Nina and Leon, give us the details, the who, what, when, where of the Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference.
All right. But, Sister Charvette, before we do that, I want to go back to something that Nina said concerning the myths and the surprises that sometimes come about with new authors, and I'm going to be real quick about this. The one thing she said that really stuck out for me was putting in the work. You know, when they enter into, an agreement with Kingdom Publishing, we're here to help and assist them. This is a partnership, but it's not just one way. You know, it's not going to be a one-way street. Like she said, they have to put in the work to get this thing done. And that's all. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Nina, you go in and talk about the conference, and then I want to offer this special.
You want me to talk?
Oh,
about
wow.
It? Okay. Well, okay, you guys. It is April 30th, 2011. It's at the Comfort Inn Hotel and Conference Center. It is in Richmond, Virginia, at 3200 West Broad Street. It is called the Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference, and we named it that because we have the word, and God's called us to go ye into all the world. And so we are to preach the gospel, and we're to heal the sick, and we're to raise the dead, and we're to do it all in Jesus' name. However, we must be prepared, and just like the Lord Jesus prepared the disciples to go out, this is what Kingdom Publishing's purpose is in doing this conference. So on April 30th, we're going to all come together on that Saturday. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. The topics are incredible. Number one, we're going to talk about what is a Christian writer, author, or publisher? What are the components of writing a good winning book proposal? Whether you decide to self-publish or want to go, or if you choose to go with a conventional publisher, you must know how to write a winning book proposal. What goes into a layout of a book? You'd be interested to know that a lot of people come and they show us some of the books that have been published by others, and the layout of the book does not meet industry standards, and they're wondering why their book is not going forward. We'll talk about what book covers are captivating. Platforms, I said something about that a little bit earlier.
Yes.
Developing and displaying your professional image. Amy Ellis, we're excited about her. Public speaking, presentation and relations, public relations, Angela Fountain, who is the public information officer in Richmond. If you ever watch the TV, you will see her on there all the time. Charvette Mitchell will be there and teaching us how to interview on the radio. Are you media ready? Are we ready for the media? I don't know that I'm always ready. I mean, some of the paparazzi would scare me to pieces. And hopefully, so Charvette's going to tell us how to manage that. Those of you who don't know how you're going to get it all done, Jerry and Yvette Tatum will be there to talk with you about that.
Amen.
Dr. Melandra Coleman, who is a leadership guru, I call her.
Yes.
She can tell you how to put that vision and mission statement
Absolutely.
Together and how to go forward and not waver, staying fixed and focused on what God has for you. Oh, we've got wonderful people. Alan Lewis, editor, great editor. Greta Ward, who's laid out, she's written about 5 or 6 children's books. We are excited. John Price, awesome artist. Oh, my goodness. He's so wonderful. And he's so gifted. And you know what's so wonderful about this, Charvette, is that all of these people know and love the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And they're at the top of their game. So, listeners, one more time. These people are top-notch. These aren't just people who do this as a hobby. These are people who are, this is their calling. This is their
yes.
profession. And so please, okay, it includes your lunch. It includes your breakfast. Not in that order. Breakfast first, lunch second. Your whole packet. There will be vendors there. Boy, oh boy, I can go on and on. I'm excited. I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
And I'll be teaching, too. So
yes, super excited, super excited. So, listeners, you can go online, find out all the information, the registration.
Yes.
It's nominal compared to what you are going to be receiving in exchange. I mean, just for the food alone, the registration really is just covering food, if you really be honest and you look at any other conferences that are going out. Again, kingdompublishing.org, the Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference. Again, Nina Wells and Leon Wells, thank you.
Leon has a special.
Yes, the special.
We
can't leave
time,
it out.
But I want to get this in real quick. This is for the listeners of the Charvette Mitchell radio show only. All right? If we can get whoever calls in to our office at 804-515-9100, I've got two specials or two presidential specials I want to call them. One is relating to a tax time special that we have. Currently, it is $9.90. We will take $100 off of that. You've got 48 hours to call in.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the second is concerning the conference. If you call in within the next 48 hours to our office and say you heard about Kingdom Publishing on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, we're taking $20 off the current attendance price.
Wow.
There you go.
$20 off. And what is the number once again that they would call?
That number is area code 804-515-9100.
All right, listeners, you heard the special. That's 48 hours from today, which is April 5th, because I know a lot of listeners are listening, will be listening to this in the archive, but if you still fall in that time frame,
mm-hmm.
the special is still good for you. Nina and Leon, thank you so much for stopping on the show, and I look forward
to
seeing you guys.
We
You're
appreciate
welcome.
You.
Oh, no problem. All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked right there. Coming up next is Amy Ellis. She's hanging out in the virtual studio. We'll be bringing her to the mic after this very, very, very quick commercial break. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
God bless you, and welcome to another segment of Getting Ready for Love. There is an axiom that says, in life and in love, time heals all wounds. It suggests that as time passes, the things that have inflicted pain or caused us distress will fade into oblivion at the simple revolutions of the hands on the clock. Now, you and I know that if that's all that it took to get over some stuff, we would have done it by now 1,000 times over. The truth of the matter is, nothing bruises as easily and recovers as slowly as the heart. And without proper attention and care, our pains and hurts of yesterday can find a way to creep into our promising present and cause damage to our favorable future. You can't be reached by a new love because you've built a wall trying to keep out the memory of the old one. Hurt people only hurt people because they never take the time to heal and address properly what caused the pain in the first place. Don't become the person in someone else's memory that you are trying to forget in your own. Heal today and heal right. This is L. Spencer Smith, and I'm helping you get ready for love.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back, This is your girl, Charvette, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Hello to all those that are hanging out on the phone lines and the chat room. Say hello. We're glad to have you joining us. Next up is Amy Ellis. She served as a women's ministry, a women's minister, a children's church worker, a worship leader, an assistant pastor, currently a Mary Kay sales director, and she is also one of the special presenters at the upcoming conference, and she's coming to the mic right now. Amy, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I am doing awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Let's jump right on in. I love that I read that your passion is to help women overcome the everyday circumstances of life that cause unbelief to settle in and dreams to disappear. Wow. How did that become your passion?
Well, I'd tell you, just give you a brief and quick history of me. I've been married for almost 22 years to my wonderful husband, and we had 4 children in 5 years. That right there can probably tell you how quickly you could lose strings, right?
Yes.
Life can get in the way. Life has a way of getting in the way sometimes, but yet we still live it. And I believe over the years of experience that I've had dream after dream, and I watched myself as a young mother of 4 children. I had 3 in diapers at one time, and I remember sitting around looking at my kids at different times and thinking, am I ever going to make it through this day? And, of course, as they grew and we got through the potty training phase and we got through the elementary phase, and now my children are grown, but at the time that we went through each phase of life, I can remember just thinking, you know, there was always something. You know, you've heard that saying, if it wasn't this, it'd be something else. Because it really is like that. And I think it's like that for each of us. And what I have learned over time, over experience, and this really comes into to play for me with my Mary Kay experience, and one of the things I love about what I do is understanding that we all have dreams, we all have goals, we all have vision. And sometimes life gets in the way. But don't change those dreams. Don't change those goals. Maybe you need to change the date, but don't ever change
the goal. Oh, I like that. Oh, say that one more time.
Don't
ever change. Maybe you have to change the date, but don't change the goal. Wow.
That's right. That's right. Because you just, you know, and it's one of the things that we teach in Mary Kay, because it's so true, we lose sight of it. And I like to look at it this way. If you've ever had a child, if you haven't, I know you've known somebody who has, and you watch them, and you go through labor, you go through the pregnancy, you go 9 months of getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you know, and you're like, can I just have this baby? And you want to quit. There's a point where you just feel tired, like, I want to quit, but you can't quit. And the labor is intensive, but always remember, the delivery is a miracle. So don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Because you're working hard.
Yes.
You're working hard. So you want to just stay, you want to stay on that path. Don't give up that dream. Don't give up that goal. You might have to change the date, but you don't have to change the goal.
You know what, Amy? That almost needs to be, we almost need to tell Nina, and I know Nina is hanging out in the virtual studio. We're like, we're going to change the title of your subject, of your topic for the conference to that. That is awesome. I am telling you what, but I know you're going to be talking about professional image and all of that. You have such a wealth of background. I know you could talk about many, many things, and certainly Mary Kay, big shout out to all of the Mary Kay reps and those that support Mary Kay. We know you're listening. Biggest shout out to you. For those that are going to be attending and certainly want to make sure that they work on their dream, which is writing a book, publishing a book, image. How important is image for anyone that is thinking about promoting a book or promoting a business or ministry?
Well, I would say this. It's very important. It's so important. Let me tell you how important image is. Image is so important that that God actually told us in Genesis. He went in Genesis 1:27. It says we were made in the image of God. I mean, that's how important image is. He wanted us to know that we were made in his image. So image is very important. And as we are in this world, but not of this world, our image is even more important. because we need to make sure, you know, if you look at the definition of image, there's several definitions. One of them, a physical likeness or representation of something or someone. An optical counterpart or appearance of an object as is produced by the reflection from a mirror. And my favorite, it's a mental representation, an idea or a conception. And that's what image does.
Wow.
It gives someone a mental representation, an idea or a conception of who you are. And so you need to make sure that your image is what people, what you want people to see. If you want people to see the image of Christ, you need to make sure that that's the image that you're projecting, that you're presenting. You know, those, I think for me, I look at it and I, image, I mean, it's a root word, unless, you know, you talk about image, you talk about imagination, right?
Yes.
To me, I look at that and I go, our image, I don't want to say it's our reputation, but it's closely tied.
Yeah.
We have been taught as children, how many times have you heard, don't judge a book by its cover? We've heard that. But the reality is we do it all the time.
All day long,
judge,
we do it.
That's right. They judge a book by its cover. So you want to make sure that your cover is something that someone looks at and is enticed by and is wanting to get into it and see what's really inside that book. What is inside of you? What is the value of your business? What is the value of your book? And they're not going to get there if the cover isn't enticing. And again, you want to do it in the proper way because you want to do it in the image of Christ. You want to make sure that you're representing who he is and that your business is representing who he is and what you stand for.
OMG. I love it. I love it. I love it. And image is not just about, you know, someone may be listening saying, well, I don't like wearing a lot of makeup, or I don't like, talk a little bit about what are some of the a few components, because we don't want to give everything away because we want them to come to the Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference. But what are a few components people should be concerned about when they're thinking about their image?
Well, I would say number one, authenticity. Number one, you want to improve your image, you want to make your image great, your image to come out, authenticity. Are you an authentic, genuine person? Are you authentic and genuine in what you're representing, who you're representing? Authenticity will get you a long way. People can see right through the facade. You hear the saying, fake it till you make it?
Uh-huh.
I think you have to use that with caution, because the truth is you've got to be authentic. People know the truth, and your image is going to be reflected by that. I think the other part of the image, and just kind of a, you know, I talk about this in skincare. There may be a lot of people who don't wear makeup, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Because when people look at you, it's not the makeup that you want them to see. You want them to see a well-put-together you. And so you don't have to wear makeup. In fact, I tell a lot of my customers who are just skincare customers, they'll say, well, you know, I don't wear makeup. Well, that's fine. That means it's even more important then for you to have good skincare products, because your skin is the first thing that they see. And it's the same thing with us. And you can take that in spiritually. It's good that we have good skincare or spiritual care products to take care of who we are, because that's the first thing people see. They're not going to see the makeup. They're not going to see the facade. They're going to see the you. And that's what you want.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Amy Ellis, and she will be one of the speakers at the Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference. So certainly you can hear in just a few minutes that she has a wealth of knowledge. Amy, I like you already. I like you already.
Thank you.
Yes, I definitely want you to give a shout-out for Mary Kay and one or two of the must-have Mary Kay products in your opinion.
Oh, my gosh. There are so many products. I'll just tell you two of my absolute favorites. One of them is called the Replenishing Serum Plus C. Mary Kay's Replenishing Serum Plus C. It's a facelift. It's just an awesome product. It's all natural vitamin C. It's an awesome product. I love it because it does give me a facelift. Like I said, I'm a mother of four in 5 years, so I need that.
Yes.
And then to boot, to go with that is the firming eye cream. It's what we call our Starbucks for the eyes, because it is the firming cream. It helps with those crow's feet and all them little wrinkles that we get. And I just think it's one of our most awesome products. I love them both. If you've never tried Mary Kay skincare, you need to give it a try. We do complimentary facials. It's no obligation. We don't come in. I'm not a high-pressure sales. In fact, that's what we don't look for, because we know the product sells itself. And either you're interested in it or you're not. And I know that we have a great product. And I know that the company is founded on God first, family second, and career third. And when you do things in that order, everything else works. So,
all right. There you go. There are your top two must-haves. And I'm going to add one, just like, you know, Oprah has the O list, I have the F list. One faithful product I use for Mary Kay faithfully is the eye makeup remover. Anyone that knows me, they know I can do my eyes. I can wear some eyeshadow. Anyone that knows me knows that. And the eye makeup remover is a top pick. So listen, Amy, tell our listeners how they can get in contact with you.
Okay. Well, I have three forms of contact that you can reach me at. You can reach me on Facebook. At Amy Ellis's Mary, it's actually Amy Ellis's MK Beauty Biz, and it's AmyElliss MK Beauty Biz. You can also reach me online, www.marykay.com/AmyLEllis. That L is really important. So it's www.marykay.com/AmyElliss. Or you can call me, area code 804-243-0279.
Outstanding. And we do want to say that image is important for females and males, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have products for men.
We don't want to leave our gentlemen out. Great. Okay. Well, it has been a blast talking to you. And I look forward to seeing you at the conference on April 30th. Thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, listeners, listen, we are on a fast track today. My next guest is hanging out with me in the virtual studio. She is back by popular demand, Yvette Allen Tatum. I'm bringing her to the mic because this young lady, her and her husband, Jerry Tatum, are going to be sharing about balancing. You know, this is kind of a theme we've heard from our first two guests about balancing marriage and ministry and business and all that good stuff. Yvette Allen Tatum is coming to the mic right now. Yvette, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you, Charvette. I'm glad to be back once again, hanging out with you.
Oh, we're glad to have you, sister, girl, friend. And listen, I have to tell our listeners, you are a published author. Your husband is a published author. You are the founder of Surrounded by Faith Ministries. You're just doing big and bad things, girlfriend.
Yeah, we're trying. It's all about promoting the kingdom.
It's all about promoting the kingdom. So great, great, great. And again, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk, just to share a few little nuggets, because we don't want you to give everything away that you're going to be talking about at the Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference April 30th with Kingdom Publishing Group. But you and Jerry will be talking about balancing marriage, family, ministry, and business. So in your opinion, what are the top two keys to really having that balance in life?
Oh, my goodness.
As
ooh,
you laugh.
You would ask me that top two. Well, you know what? The very first thing I would say is that God has to be first.
All right.
You know, and almost I would say he has to be your first, your last, your everything.
Oh, that sounds like
and
a song.
Yeah, it is a song.
Yeah.
It is a song, but he really does. And as your previous guest just said that about being genuine, I want to be genuine when I make that statement. I don't want to come off and make people think, oh, every time I make a decision or every time we think to do something, we go to God in prayer. Because sometimes we do make decisions in haste.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we do have to come back and present ourselves before God and say, God, what would you have us to do in this situation? We have to make him the final authority because God is our covering. My husband might be my covering. I have to submit to him, but he has to submit to God first. And I submit to God as well, but God has to be our covering. It's just like if you can imagine a house being built and the foundation is solid, one brick out of place, the house will not fall immediately. But over time, it will weaken the foundation. And over time, that foundation will shift. And so that's why I said, you know, so my top two will be just God. He has to be your first, your last, your everything. While meditating on being prepared to come on your show and everything, I had to rush home from training class today. One of the other nuggets I wanted to be sure to share is that people mistake family to be husband, wife, and kids. When the man and woman come together, they are a family.
Uh-huh.
their
all
family
right.
unit. And they have to have that mindset and understand that and not think that they are family until kids come into the picture. The children are an extension of you and the husband. But they don't, they're not what makes you a family. You're already a family when the two of y'all come together to become one. And so that's what makes you a family. So that family unit has to submit to God in all that they do so that all those dreams and visions that God put in us can come out of us because we have a destiny. God's trying to get something out of us.
Yes.
And unless we submit to him, it won't come out. So the more we submit to him, the more he can pour into us and the more that stuff can come out of us that he has not only for us but for us to get to the world.
Ready for the world. Ready for the
Amen.
World. So clearly listeners can see why Yvette and Jerry will be speaking at the Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference April 30th here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Make sure you register online at kingdompublishing.org. All the registration information is there. And listeners, if you contact them by phone within 48 hours, you get $20 off of
Amen.
The registration. So that's area code 804-515-9100. All right, so Yvette, one thing I love about you and Jerry is that you all make things, your relationship look so easy. How do you make things look so easy?
I just learned to keep my mouth shut.
And you know what? That's saying something because you're a person that's very, you just go say, you go keep it real. Well, you've learned that. So that's wisdom. You've learned to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, but I am. I'm still learning. Honestly, I'm still learning. And that's part of the balance between marriage and ministry and everything else that we do. The wife has to be submissive, and a lot of women may say, well, I don't want him telling me what to do and this, that, and the other. Well, the short answer is you probably shouldn't have married him if you didn't trust him with your life. That's the
wow.
short answer. The long version is, yes, it does take practice. It does take practice because I know how a lot of us can be strong-willed women, which
mm-hmm.
I know I am, and I'm very opinionated. But when we submit to our husbands, it makes the home life smoother. Everything just seems to flow, and, you know, nothing against the men, but they are like babies. They are like putty in your hand when you submit to them.
All
and you really
right.
can then, you really then can get your way. And
so
that's the key. And that's really how we balance it. But I'll admit, my husband, he actually keeps me in check more so than I keep him in check. Because I'm one of those people, I just go, and sometimes I don't stop to think. And he's always the one that wants to pull back and say, hey, let's think about this for a minute. Let's talk about this. Does this line up with the vision? Is this something we really should be doing now? You know, every good idea, you know, might not be
right.
your God idea for right now. And
right.
so,
and
you
know what, that's balance. That sounds like balance to me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that sounds like them. So listen, tell our listeners, because you have your first book. I have read it from cover to cover, and it is so very interesting. Tell our listeners very quickly about the first book that you published.
The first book that I published is entitled Welcome to My Morning Glory. And basically, it's in short, it's my personal testimony, but it almost could be any person's testimony when we go looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
And there are lots of reasons why we may do it. And actually, this is not limited to women. Of course, I'm a woman, so I tell it from a woman's point of view. But we still have a lot of men, maybe because their fathers weren't in their lives or whatever the reason, may look
right.
for love in all the wrong places. And so in the book, I take you on a journey from about the age of 16 up until about the age of 36 or so, when I met my husband, Jerry, and I talk about all the things that happened to me in between. And the good news, in my opinion, is that I don't talk about them with placing blame on anyone.
Right.
I talk about them based on all the decisions that Yvette made that Yvette thought she was big and bad enough to do. And so then I just talk about the consequences of those decisions, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But at the end of the day, I believe from the book, you find out that once again, If you do trust God, He's just there. He comes through. He comes through for you. And
every time,
and it's just about that trust. That's all it is. It's just about trust in Him, and then submitting and learning to do that, and learning what real love is. And so, I thank God for the book. It wasn't even my intention for it to be a book, but my husband actually encouraged me to go ahead and submit it actually to Nina Wells as a book and get her opinion about it. But really, I wrote it for myself is really what happened. I was working on my bachelor's in theology, and it was part of a paper we had to write for my counseling class.
Okay.
And so that's what I ended up writing. And so I kind of put the finishing touches on it years later after my husband wrote it. He said, if you add a few more things here and there, you can probably make a book out of this. And so that's what happened.
Wow, and then I'm telling you, if you think Atlanta Housewives and all those shows, and one or two section in there where you'll be like reading, and you'll be like, oh, my God. So I'm not going to give it away, but definitely pick it up. Listen, tell listeners how they can purchase a book online.
Well, the listeners can purchase a book online by going to www.surroundedbyfaith.com, which is my women's ministry. There's also a link on there to also purchase my husband's book. He's a two-time author,
yes.
And so his most recent book is also out there, Between the Rainbows of Life. And so we have links out there where people can purchase both of our books. We do have a ministry that we started together called Blossom Point Outreach, and so we're currently working on a website for that. Right now what we do is we just go around feeding the homeless. Primarily we go to the Daily Planet Medical Respite 4 times a year, so we go every quarter and do a feeding. In fact, we're getting ready to go back again in April. April. We're going to go 23rd of this month. And we just do a good hot breakfast. We go down there. We cook right there. Last time we went, I think we had fried fish, cornbread, eggs, bacon.
Mm.
We do it up big.
Well, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I'm sure you'll have some of your books, or they'll be able to purchase some books if they come to the Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference April 30th.
They gotta come to the conference. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and we look forward to hearing your full session and just getting to see you and your husband live and live in color and in action. And just want to thank you so much, Yvette, again, for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Well, thank you for making time for me. It's always a pleasure, Charvette.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, listeners, listen, we're going into our final segment. Again, thank you so much for those that are tuning in. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Big shout out to all of our listeners from Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, Zoom, the new one I didn't even know about, the smartphones, all those places. Thank you so much from all across the World Wide Web. Listen, our final segment is with a gentleman who is an artist. He designed logos, book covers. I'm telling you what, you can actually see murals that he has created in Fort Lee, Virginia, and Fort Wainwright, and just all over. And he is joining us. He's also one of the presenters at the upcoming the Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference, John Price. He's in the virtual studio. I'm bringing him to the mic right now. John, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm great. A little nervous. I'm good. And not too bad at all.
You're not too bad at all. Well, it's radio and that TV, so we can't see you. So hopefully that'll help a little bit.
That's good.
All right. So listen, I always say a book cover sells books, and I am so, it's one of my pet peeves about having, for authors, new authors, is to have a really, really good book cover, and so I'm so excited to be able to talk to you, and also to hear you live at the Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference on April 30th, but, you know, I want to start from the beginning. When did your passion and gift for art actually surface? How did you know you even had a gifting for it?
It actually started early on, very, very early. my mom used to make jokes that I came out with a pencil in my hand, and she recognized it early on, and at first she thought maybe I need to get this kid in some art classes, and she had a professional art teacher look at my artwork when I was probably 3 or 4 years old, and wow. She said, you need to keep him away at an early age from art instructors because they have a curriculum and they will knock that creativity away from him. And she said, let God guide him. Let that creativity really, really spark. And so I've had it all my life, and I've always known I've had very, very, very little formal training. About 98% of what I do is self-taught, just trial and error. And God is just he really inspires me. And you know, just I've tried to give classes, and I can't. It just, I don't know how I do it. It just, it's there, and it's just, I've always known. So.
Wow. What foresight that that art instructor had to be able to tell your mother, you know, to let God, you know, just guide you and not to let anyone pull that gift or dream out of you. That right there is, whew, that's some wisdom for a lot of parents right there. So how did you transition from, because you actually artist, as in you can put, you know, pencil or whatever to paper and draw. How did you kind of merge and get into book cover designs and logo designs?
Years ago, I came across an illustrator named Drew Struzan. He's one of those artists, you've seen his work, but you don't know that you've seen his work until someone points it out. If you ever seen a lot of the old Indiana Jones posters or Beauty and the Beast, he hand-did all those. I mean, these were...
Wow.
And I saw an interview by him where he was saying that he found out that a lot of artists are doing the old-fashioned thing of putting their artwork in galleries and hoping it sells. And he said that everything that you see, whether it's a screw, a light bulb, a car, everything that you see, an artist was behind it, because so many people have a great concept, but it takes an artist to be able to design that thing to where people want it. And so I thought, what an amazing idea. And so I said, man, I want to get into this. And so I began to, this is where some of the formal illustration or art classes have come into play, where I've had to learn the Photoshop and the digital side. And I found out, man, you can actually do artwork and put it on book covers. Wow, that's wow.
That's cool.
So, I got excited, man. I came alive with that. I thought, man, I can do this. And so I contacted Kingdom Publishing, and they sat down with me, and they said, wow, you really have a gift. They turned me loose.
Oh, wow. And you are definitely one of the logo and book cover designers for Kingdom Publishing Group.
Right.
And I want listeners, give out your blog site so that listeners can go to it while they're listening to the show and kind of look at some of your artwork.
It is johnpriceart.blogspot.com. I try to update it regularly. Sometimes life, work, things get in the way, but I try to update that pretty regularly. You can click on everything from NFL artwork to Civil War art to presidents, murals. You name it. It's on there. So
great, and you're also on Facebook as well.
Yeah, I've got a fan site, John Price Art. You should be able to find it, you know, Facebook and John Price Art, and I've got quite a bit of art on there as well. I generally try to put it out more on the blog than Facebook, because there are some people that try to stay away from Facebook and things, so I try to put more on the blog, so...
All right. Well, you can, listeners, whatever your preference is, you will be able to find out about John Price Art. All right. So do you agree with the statement I said earlier about a book cover, that book covers sell books? Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. See, here's the thing. Most of the time, people don't have the opportunity to sit down with the author, you know, unless the author is on Letterman or Leno or, you know, that someone gets to sit down and hear the passion about that book. They come across it on Amazon or word of mouth or, you know, Walden Books or somewhere like that. And so 99 times out of 100, someone's going to see that cover. And if somebody picks up that book based off the cover, the artist has done his or her job. And then it's up to the author. So that book cover is, I mean, it's a defining factor a lot of time in sales. And so the author really, when they come to us, they really have to be able to convey their vision so we can put that thing. It's an extension of the book, and so we want to be able to put it there, and it sells. You know, you can't judge a book by its cover, but, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people do, you know.
Yes, and Amy Ellis said that earlier, which is also one of the other presenters at the Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference.
Oh, yes.
And so we're excited because I will be one of the presenters, and you will be there as well talking about having a dynamic, phenomenal book cover. So. Aspiring authors, you want to make sure you are there. Again, kingdompublishing.org, kingdompublishing.org to find out more information. So, John, just quickly for our listeners, we don't want to give everything away, but what are your top two tips for creating an incredible book cover?
The first one, mostly the main one, is the colors. Your colors, I would highly recommend everyone, when they get a chance, pick up a color wheel or get on YouTube and type in color theory or color wheel, because colors they can cause you to you know relax. I didn't realize this early on, but colors have a lot to do with grabbing people, and so I think that the colors, you know, everybody's book cover can't be red, but red is a bold color, and it catches people's attention across the room. So the color is, you want to be able to attract people to it, whether it's in the lettering or the main content, the colors. And second of all, that cover has to do, it needs to have something to do with the book. It needs to be something exciting about it. If you named your book, let's say, Visions from God, and it just has a guy just staring at you, well, that's not really, okay, you know.
Right.
It needs to be an extension of the contents of the book, because that's all it is. Once we see the book, that cover has something to do with the contents of the book. So make sure that those two things, the colors and the actual, and we love creative liberties as artists, but really and truly, the author needs to, you know, they need to have in mind, if I was an author and I said, well, what would I want on the cover? I would, after I came up with it, I would ask somebody, hey, if you saw this on a cover, what would you think? And they said, I don't know. Well, you might want to take that into consideration. So, you know.
Good point. Great tips there. And you know what, John, I tell people the book cover is not the place to cut your budget. A lot of people, I know, if you are, depending on which way you're publishing and you are, you know, doing some things yourself, the book cover, in my assessment, is absolutely not the place to cut your budget. You want to spend the money on the book cover. And I also want to propose to you, if you have published a book, self-published a book or published a book, and the book cover, you found out later that, you know what, I didn't really do a good job, I submit to you that you get a new design. Have someone like John Price recreate a new book cover and then re-release that book and see, won't you be blessed by just updating the book cover. That's always an option, people. Even if you went and did an e-book option, redesign the book cover with someone like John Price, John Price Art. You agree with me?
Absolutely. In fact, let me just say ebooks, even though it may not be in hardback, a lot of ebooks, they've got to put a cover on that thing. So, you know, we're still going through ebooks. So.
Great. And that's one of the ways of the future.
All right,
John Price. I tell you what, on Facebook, John Price Art, and then give us your blog site one more time.
It is johnpriceart.blogspot.com. Please check it out. Please check it out.
All right. Thank you. I look forward to meeting you in person on April 30th.
You too. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, we gave you a ton of information today. Again, reminders, Ready for the World Christian Writers Conference, Richmond, Virginia, the capital city. It's a Saturday, April 30th, all day long. You get breakfast, you get lunch. The registration is not bad at all. Go to Kingdom Publishing www.charvetmitchell.org. It's actually excellent considering what you're receiving. All of the various speakers, everyone that was on the show tonight, you will be able to see them, hear them in person. And you know what? I know I have listeners from all across the World Wide Web. I still feel like if you are a new author, aspiring author, you still were able to get something out of this show. And Kingdom Publishing can service you even if you are not in the Richmond, Virginia area. Again, the call-in number for Kingdom Publisher, Publishing Group is 515, area code 804-515-9100 to receive $20 off of the registration for the conference. 48 hours. You only have 48 hours to get that special, ladies and gentlemen. You only have 48 hours to catch that special. Listen, I am so excited that you joined us today. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. We're going to be back here next Tuesday, keeping it live, keeping it hot for you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Visit me online at charvette.com. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and, of course, Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And I look forward to talking to you and connecting with you there. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Join us for the 411 Buzz, covering artist news and entertainment with MZ Dave. Your voice, your story, on IndustryBuzz.com. That's Buzz with 3 Z's.